Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us. So all of you may be a little surprised. Was that not a beautiful lead into the show? The one and only Shelley Rand was very nice enough to do that for us on At Home with Victoria. And Shelley is one of our guests that we're going to be talking to tonight on the show. In fact, we've got a pretty full show for you. We've got four guests on tonight, and pretty much all of it is aimed at Christmas. It was a thing that I thought about a couple of months ago where I wanted to bring small businesses on to the show so that they can highlight some very cool Christmas gifts because, you know, all of us generally go to the mall and our other favorite stores. So I thought it would be kind of nice, you know, to, you know, give some lend a helping hand this holiday season to small businesses. But with that said, I'm going to bring my co-host on, Michael Kay, so that he can join in on the conversation because he's been very busy making a lot of this happen. Michael, how are you this evening?
I am doing wonderful, Victoria. How are you?
I am very happy. You liked that at the beginning of the show, didn't you? That was very nice.
Fantastic. Our Shelley Rand girl. Oh, I'm so happy she's on the show. And it was just so lovely of her to write the bumper for us and sounds so professional. We're all grown up now or something.
I know. I like that. Yeah, basically now at home with Victoria, we're all now grown up now. Yeah, that's very cute. So, Michael, with that said, let's go ahead and bring Shelley in on the conversation because I know that she's got a show at 9 o'clock tonight, so she can only stay just a few seconds with us so far tonight. Hello, Shelley. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hello, Victoria and Michael. Thanks for having
Hello,
me.
Hello, Kel.
Hello. Did you hear your, bumper? It was fabulous, wasn't it?
I did, yeah. Yeah, it turned out great. Well, I can't take all the credit for that. My husband, Howard, that was his project. And so we kind of chopped what we needed to and then did the voiceover. So we love working together, and I think that shows. I think that's a good example of how well we work together and what that sounds like.
Yes, it is. It is a very, very good example because once I received the information, I was so excited, and I kept jumping around the house. Yeah, it's very, very well done, and kudos again to you and your husband. But Michael and I have you on tonight because we're talking Christmas, and you've got a CD. Is that correct?
Yes, and may I say that you all are very deserving. Your show is very informative, and you talk about a lot of things, so you're very deserving and very worthy of
thank you, Shelley.
Well,
thank
absolutely.
You.
Sure, and, you know, I appreciate shows like that, so yes, I just wanted to say that to all
thank
of your
you.
Listeners out there that love you all for a reason.
Good.
Yes, I do have a Christmas CD, and it's called Celebrating Life. And there's the first cut on that is called I Believe in Christmas. And I don't know, you know, how you all feel about even the word Christmas. We're, you know, we're in a time to where it's what do you say? And
yeah.
So when we were writing that, it was really just a straightforward, you know, what do you believe in? What is Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily, you know, not necessarily the tree and all the decorations and everybody, you know, playing Dirty Santa and getting
absolutely.
Cheesy gifts. You know, it's truly just a sentiment about the time of year and you know, wishing you could carry that forward
mm-hmm.
all year,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
not just for a season, but let that be kind of the bar.
Yeah.
So that's really what that song was about.
Well, I had the opportunity to listen to it yesterday. And in fact, Shelley, I played it ending my show yesterday. So we're going to play that
yes.
and some more of your music throughout the 45 minutes to an hour that we are going to be on tonight. And I remember just kind of listening to it yesterday, and it kind of did a couple of things to me, Michael and Shelley. It kind of definitely put me in the mood and the spirit for Christmas, but also it was one of those songs that, you know, if you're listening to the words, you really do listen and kind of ask yourself those questions, Shelley, that you just talked about. So you certainly did achieve that with the song itself.
Wonderful, wonderful, because to me that's, you know, that's message songs, you know, are, it's like, okay, yeah, I have something to say about this topic, and how do we say that in a way that is also musical?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted it to have an impact of, like you said, it put you in the Christmas spirit. It put you, you know, it put you in the mood to, you know, go decorate the tree or what, you
mm-hmm.
know. And you can think about those things. It doesn't have to be a downer, you know. You can think about those issues without the weight of the world. You know?
Yeah.
Because people, there are some tremendous giving stories out there. And people, you know, it's out there. It's
mm-hmm.
it's out there. Above all of the news, above everything that's reported, there are things, there are great stories of people giving and great stories of people who have acts of kindness that are,
mm-hmm.
outrageous, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
And that was actually one reason why years ago I thought about, aside from, you know, regular duties being a news anchor and a journalist, that I always wanted to do my own show, Shelley. And Michael, I've talked to you about this before, was
mm-hmm.
because, you know, most of the time when you watch the news, we're always delivering something bad to you about, you know, something that has happened within communities, a shooting, a killing, you know, a fire,
right.
Whatever is going on with, you know, local governments and slashing budgets and money and, you know, the national scene and all these things. So there really isn't anything good. But then I also found the flip side to that is, you know, I had the opportunity to do other stories that were very good stories and positive, but there was really, you know, not a lot of room in your traditional news format for, you know, for somebody like me to tell those stories. So At Home with Victoria was great because instead of me focusing on all the bad news, you know, Shelley, I got a chance, and I still do get a chance to talk to someone like you and to focus on all the good news. Because, you know, hearing good news just puts you in a good mood and in a good spirit as opposed to being, you know, kind of feeling crappy. Because most people always tell me if they see me out and about, you know, they're like, Victoria, I love watching you on television, but I don't like to watch you because, you know, you bring me bad news. And I've never really thought about it that way until one day I said, you know what, actually, I do. When people see me, I'm telling them something bad. So it's kind of interesting that you mentioned that. Michael, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you're not giving bad news no longer, that's for sure, because you're spreading the joy everywhere you are, Victoria. But I'm going to go to Shelley for a second. Now, Shelley, you've been nice enough to go ahead and give away a autographed CD of Afterwards tonight. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yay!
And we're going to give that away to who?
We're going to give it away to the 8th person who emails Shelley Ran Rocks to @homewithvictoria@yahoo.com. That's @homewvictoria@yahoo.com. So I'm manning the Yahoo chat room right now, so let's see who goes ahead. Now, 8 is your favorite number, is that correct?
8 is my favorite number, and 8 goes well with jelly bean pizza.
It does. It does go good with jelly bean pizza.
Wait. Let's backtrack. I have never in my life heard of jelly bean pizza. Do you eat that, Shelley?
Well, I was introduced to it by...
Yeah, Shelley wrote the bumper for our favorite web series, Pretty. So she wrote the gumdrop song. And that's
what in the world?
No, I cannot take the credit for writing that. But
true.
Our production was, I think, favored over several that were submitted. So yes, I have to give Steve Silverman and his brother, they wrote
good
that
note.
Song, and we just adored it and latched onto it and did not let go until it soared to the moon.
Well, Shelley, let's talk a little bit.
So you have to hear that, Victoria.
I know, I have to. Let's talk a little bit more about your CD, because that was one of the things that we really wanted to focus on. So I've got a couple of questions coming in, and this is from New Jersey. I've been having so many people from New Jersey. Shout out to the state of New Jersey. This young lady wants to know, is it, besides whoever's going to win a copy of it tonight, is it are your songs available to download, and where can you buy the CD?
Yes, it will be. It's coming soon. We're going to be on Amazon, iTunes, you know, the whole gamut. And we are in the process of revamping my .com site, my ShelleyRand.com.
Mm-hmm.
So please, Miss New Jersey, please go to my Facebook page, and I will give you all the details. It's coming soon. But in the meantime, I can keep you up to date on things that we are doing promote that.
That sounds really good. And speaking of that, Kelly and Michael, I don't want you guys to go anywhere. Kelly, I know you're going to have to go soon, but I want to take a moment just to actually play the song, that your Christmas song that I had the chance to listen to, because I want everybody else to listen to it. So you guys stay there, and I'm going to go ahead and play it right now. This is Shelley Ryan.
Awesome.
Yay.
And that was the wonderful Shelley Rand, who was just singing that song. Shelley, that song is absolutely beautiful. Michael, what do you think? I know you
love
it, Michael.
Well done. Well done, my child. And you know what? I'll be the first to go on the record and say, I do believe in Christmas. I don't want it to be happy holidays. I understand there's room enough for
yeah.
every religion. Absolutely. But you know the funny thing I figured out? Why did all the religions have to have their Christmas in the same month? I mean, there's 11 other months that you can go ahead and squeeze a Kwanzaa into or squeeze, you know, a happy Hanukkah into, but everybody's got to be crammed into the stores for Christmas.
Right. No, I think you're dead on. I think that, you know, I think there's room for everyone. So don't, you know, don't exclude one because you don't want to celebrate it or be because that's a tradition in this country, and
yes.
you know, it's just, it's on the calendars. It's on everyone's
yes.
calendars, you know,
yes.
China,
yes.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
even though they don't celebrate it, it's,
yeah.
it's
I mean,
recognized.
I, you know, my thoughts on that are, you know, I don't, I try to stay away from controversy and all that, but my thoughts are, is that, you know, ever since I was born and raised, like your song says, I believe in Christmas, and I certainly do believe in Christmas and all the other stuff.
Sure.
It's just kind of nonsense to me. I mean, I just, you know,
right.
I cannot imagine not having a Christmas. It's just unheard of to me.
Right, right. Which is why this is kind of one of my quotes, and this is, I can apply this to anything that I write, anything that, you know, that comes out of, that comes out of my mouth, that comes out of, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter the subject. Music does not know age, race.
So true.
Gender
yeah.
or religion.
Mm-hmm.
It knows hearts and minds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
very
and,
true.
And that's kind of my stand. That's kind of like, that exempts me from, you know, the, you want to know what I, this is what I think. This is, music does this. Music is a powerful thing. And I think it can make the difference.
I agree with
you very
much. I believe
that.
Michael, do we have a winner yet?
I believe we have a winner. You cannot believe who winner number 8 is.
Oh, who is it?
Drum roll, Miss Marilyn Bennett.
Marilyn Bennett, congratulations.
Marilyn Bennett, fantastic. I think
Marilyn,
you may
you
have
rock.
Heard of Marilyn.
Shout out to Marilyn. Woo!
What a
that
coincidence.
That is wonderful. Congratulations to Marilyn Bennett. Yeah, Marilyn is just, she's a big, big supporter and fan of the show. So if anyone is able to receive that autographed copy of a CD, Shelley, definitely it's Marilyn because she's
well
just such a huge, huge supporter for sure.
Absolutely, of your show and of what we do, what kind of music we put out. So very thankful to have Marilyn on my team, Team Shelley. Yes.
Yes, go team.
It's awesome.
Well, listen, Shelley, I know you're going to have to scoot soon, but I want to ask you about your show tonight. So where are you performing tonight and kind of what songs are you going to be singing? Tell us a little bit about that before you have to scoot on.
I'm going to be doing several songs off of my Afterwards record, and one in particular, because people are just going gaga over it, and I love it because it really gives me a chance to let my part of my personality and part of my sense of humor, because the song is called Somebody Else's Business, as in all up in.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a fun song and people just love it and they don't have a file for it and I love that because they don't know what to do with it. So don't try to put it in a box. Just sit back and enjoy it because you're gonna be rocking in your seat before you even hit the chorus because it's funky and then
mm-hmm.
the chorus when you hit the chorus it's straight up three chords in the truth. You know it's country.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So how
mm-hmm.
I brought the two together was a co-write. I wrote that with Henry Paul, who co-produced the record, and it was a gamble. You know, when's the last time you took a gamble?
Right.
Thursday.
When's the last time you took a gamble and it turned out that you were right? You followed your instincts and it worked. Well, that's how this song came about. So we're very excited, and I love doing it live because, you know, people don't know what to do with it because it's got a rap section in it, and you know, I'm from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. I don't know.
Well, that's
I don't
why,
know. All I can
well,
blame is my mom.
That's why we love you, Shelly. Just blame it on your mom. That's why we love you. But, Shelly, you know how I feel about the song Afterwards. I mean, that is by far one of my favorite songs that you sing. I mean, I listen to it on my iPod all the time and listen to it over and over again. And speaking of iPod, just to let everybody know, At Home with Victoria is a free podcast on iTunes. And also, as Shelly mentioned, you will be able to get her Christmas music on iTunes as well. So make sure everybody, you guys look forward to that. And again, I'm going to not only play that, but Shelly was nice enough to send me some other songs. So throughout, actually, Shelly, the entire month, if it's okay with you up until Christmas, every show that I have, I'm going to be playing your Christmas music, if that's okay, because I just think it's wonderful.
That is awesome. What a great gift. And shall I return one to you and Michael that we, like I said before, we are revamping our site. And I would, with your permission, like to put a link to At Home with Victoria.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Please
that is
do.
Such a wonderful gift. Thank you, Shelly, so much. Oh, my goodness, I appreciate that. And I know Michael does.
That's wonderful, Shel. Thank you so much, honey.
That is
well,
very,
you all,
very,
you
very
all are,
nice.
Are such, well, you all have such a great program. And, like, I want to support great music. I want to support something
great
that,
media.
You know, that's informative and, yes, and strong. Strong, vibrant people. I'm about that all day long. Gimme.
And I love, I completely, Michael and I both love that about you. Well, Shelly, you go ahead and get ready for your show tonight, and we're going to talk to you again soon. We'll continue to play your music, and I basically will let everybody know just to kind of follow you on Facebook, so that way until the website is done, until it's revamped, and they can kind of follow you and know what you're doing. So thanks for taking the time to come on tonight. I always appreciate you being here, and I so appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, and to Victoria Michael. Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas.
And congratulations with the success of your show, and then the other guys that you've got on tonight. I know you all have got some great things in store, and so congrats. And I will be in your face soon.
Oh, of course you will, yeah, because you're always welcome here. So, yeah, we definitely like to hear from you from time to time. So, of course, you'll be back very soon. We're not going to let you off that easy, darling.
No, I don't take that.
All right,
I've got your number.
Thanks
Merry Christmas,
you
and Howie.
And again, everyone, that was Shelly Rand who was joining us tonight, and wasn't that was just a beautiful song that was on. So, Michael, who do we have up next? Because we've got like four folks that we have on tonight as we continue this special Christmas series that we've been doing here on At Home with Victoria.
Next up is Miss Judy McGrain, CEO and creative genius behind Judes.com. So stay tuned. She's calling on 610, Victoria.
Yeah, I know. I actually don't quite see her up on the board yet, so we'll talk a little bit more until I see her on the board. But we could always do a little switcheroo, and if we've got somebody else on the board, we can always switch. I think Mark, our photographer, is on the board.
Oh, feeling great. Let's bring him on.
Yeah, feeling. So let's go ahead and see if we can get him on the conversation. We'll do a switch a little bit. Michael, I'll go ahead and let you start this one.
Sure.
Go right
feeling,
ahead,
Mark.
How you doing, Michael?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
So
hi,
glad
it's
you
Victoria
on.
As well. Well, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you, ma'am. It's good to hear from you.
So, listen, Christmas has started, and, of course, I wanted you to come on to talk about your Christmas specials and anything that you had going on there at your company. But
right.
Once I actually thought about it, Michael, I thought, well, wow, maybe it's going to be a little bit too late for him to take pictures since we're so close to Christmas. So tell us, is that true, and tell us a little bit about your company and what you've got going on.
Well, I'm glad you asked that. We did actually have to start a little bit early, Victoria, because, you know, we got to get the cards out to the folks so they can actually mail them out in time. So we ran our Christmas special a couple weeks ago, and we actually booked up the full weekend. We ran about 10 sessions a day, And we ran another one this past weekend with the same results. However, we had so many people still, you know, some people still running a little behind and still want it. We're doing it one more time this Saturday, but only in the morning time, and we have one slot available.
Wow.
And so basically we've set up four different sets and kind of give an at-home feeling, kind of give a kid set. And we posted some of them on Facebook, a lot of people was really, really inviting to it. So we had a great success on that.
Well, I saw, of course, I'm always stalking your page and scanning your page, and I saw some of them on Facebook. And, of course, you know I'm just a big supporter and fan of No Matter What You Do, but the work
Thank
was
you.
Absolutely, just absolutely amazing. And I always like to ask you this question. I know I asked you this before the last time I interviewed you. So talk about the kids. I know it's not always easy to get the kids to kind of do what you want, but I'm telling you, when you look at your photos, it seems like you have no trouble whatsoever getting these kids to do what you want them to do to make that uniqueness in them come out in the photos.
Yes, ma'am. When I first start, I basically just try to get comfortable with the kids. I usually just talk to the parents and play ball or something with the parents. And that gives the kids a level of security that my mom, my dad, you know, is protecting me or enjoys this person. So that immediately gives me a relationship with the kid. So once we establish that, it's so much easier to get them to, you know, follow instructions or to look certain ways. And then we just let it flow. We let them be kids on the shoot most of the time. And then some shots are set. But most of the time it's just a relaxed hour and a half or 2 hours, depending on the package that you selected.
Well,
I just wanted to go ahead and cut in. I was looking at your site earlier today, and you do the most wonderful newborns I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. We actually try to get out newborns within the first 2 weeks of their birth. So we either will go to the house of the mother, or she can come here if it's not too early to bring the kid out, which normally is fine. With the newborns, they usually sleep most of the time within the first 2 weeks. So that's the time we really like to capture them to get the most creative poses that we can.
Absolutely.
I can certainly believe that. And if any of you are interested in taking a look at any of his work, I assure you, if you go to my wall on Facebook, you will be able to see it because I'm always posting your pictures. Now, you have done something that's incredible for one very lucky person tonight that lives in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area that I only found out about later on this afternoon, which is so kind of you. And I was just completely thrilled that you actually did that. Like, I don't really always – I'm not the type of person that expect for people to do a lot of stuff or do anything. So when I found out how generous this offer is – I was wishing that I was a kid and I could take a part of this. So I'm going to let Michael kind of handle that because he handles all the prizes. So, Michael, tell us what this is because it's pretty big.
Well, he's offering a free kid session, actually, within the D.C. metropolitan area. So I thank you so much for being so absolutely gracious. What would a prize package like that actually be worth? How much would it actually cost someone to purchase that?
Yes, sir. Our packages for 2011 start at $199, so it would be a $200 value.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. That is so fantastic. So if you feel to – Vic, I'm just going to tell you, be honest with you, I got such internet problems, you have no idea right now.
Really?
So the free kids session will go to the person emailing in the fourth position, and you can go ahead and email to @homewithvictoria@yahoo.com. That's @homewvictoria@yahoo.com. So Yahoo emailer number 4 will go ahead and receive that. And please be from the D.C. metropolitan area because Phelan is not traveling to California to photograph kids.
I know. I was going to say, Phelan, I'm sure if it's something special and the price is worth it, you probably wouldn't mind traveling to California. But yeah,
I don't think
you're going to travel too much for that.
Not a problem at all. Matter of fact, we are shooting in Las Vegas, in Atlanta, in New Orleans in the next few months. So we do travel.
Wow, that's fantastic.
That is absolutely awesome. Let me ask you another question. And, again, for those of you that are interested in that free kid session, just you want to email athomewithvictoria@yahoo.com. And Michael's having computer problems, so bear with me as well because I'm going to go ahead and try to log on to that and see if we have a winner myself. But I wanted to ask you, so how is it that you became interested in the business of a photographer? Was that something that you were always interested in?
Yeah, in the arts. I was always into visual arts. I started off drawing, and I did oil painting as a kid into my teenage years. And as I became an adult, I started doing web development. And I was a little bit unsatisfied with some of the images and the pictures that I was receiving. So I tried photography just as it turned into the digital age. And then I kind of fell in love with that art. So that's really how my transition came into photography.
Wow. Do you enjoy it?
It's truly a passion. I love capturing and documenting lives. And kids are just special to me, and I love the way I'm able to, you know, I'm blessed to be able to present these beautiful images to the parents so that they can have this image of their kids and that can follow on for generations after generation. And that's really what puts me at peace with what I do. And it takes, you know, people always say, how do you deal with kids? And when you see the end result, all the hard work that goes in the beginning, it's so satisfying and enjoying, so I have no problem with it.
That would have been my question.
Well, I certainly can say, and I do know that you like to focus on kids, but your work is absolutely incredible. And I, you know, of course, have had the opportunity just from being a news anchor to visit many places, interview a lot of people, meet a lot of photographers. But there's always something special about different photographers that always, you know, have their own special touch or whatever it is that's special about it. And I'm telling you, it's one of those things where, you know, if you gave me 10 different pictures and you put them in front of me like a lineup and you said, okay, Victoria, I need you to pick out feelings, then I would certainly be able to look at the picture and say, that's his work. Because
thank
it's just
you.
One of those things that once you actually see it, then you just never, ever forget it. And you can tell that's something that that your hand has certainly been in. But I want to just take a quick second just to thank all of our friends that are visiting us right now inside the chat room. I'm so glad that you are here. So thank you so much for being here. We've got a lively chat room. Michael, is that true that we have a winner for this $200 value? Who won?
Thankfully, all six of my windows are back up now and working. That was kind of frightening. But anyways, yes, we do have a winner, and the winner is Christine Hayes from Fezzlery Jewelry.
Are you serious?
What? This is fantastic.
Oh, great. Congratulations, Christine.
Congratulations, Miss Christine. I see her inside the chat room. She goes, I'm here. Yay. Christine, stay with us. We've got a couple more interviews, but if you're with us towards the end of the show, I want you to call in so we can chat with you about being the big winner tonight. And it's funny because she's in the chat room saying, oh, my God, holy hell, I can't believe I won. Christine,
right.
You better take advantage. She says she's freaking out right now. So,
wow.
Yeah, just so happy to Christine. And Christine is actually, you know, and you've seen her out and about at functions and things. She's a wonderful person.
Oh, yeah.
Has her own jewelry business. And, you know, she supports all the businesses like all of us do.
Yes, I love Christine. Yeah, she's great.
Yes, she is.
Well, listen,
darling, we're not going to keep you any longer. I just wanted to have you on, and don't be a stranger because, you know, I'll be calling on you again for those Easter sessions and things. Maybe I can get you a little bit earlier because I know that my listeners and viewers and fans in the D.C. area just simply love your work because whenever
yes,
I post one of your pictures, I get all these emails. Who's that? Where can I find this person? So we just love you, and I always support you, Michael and I. So come back and visit again, okay?
Awesome. Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, you can say as much as you want. Go ahead.
When they're ready to get their pictures, please do not hesitate because we're booked up for 4 months straight usually. So right now we're taking applications for April, actually.
Okay.
So please, if you're looking to get photographed, please do not wait. Hurry up and call us or email us. Or we have a form on Facebook to fill it out. and get in. So please, thank you so much.
Well,
thanks,
I'm glad. I'm glad you said that. And it's kind of I was sitting here thinking as you were talking. It's wonderful that you are booked like that, because it shows that you're very good at what you do. And it's another thing that if, like you said, if you are interested, go ahead and book now. And my thoughts are, you know, although it seems so far out, you know, even if you're not sure about a date, I say just go ahead and intentively book something so that you can at least, you know, get
yeah.
your name in there. Wouldn't you say so?
Exactly. We'll do an initial consult with you to, you know, prep time. And it's crazy because that time will go by so fast and it'll be right up on you. So
mm-hmm.
I just ask people
mm-hmm.
to not delay because that's heavy season. You know, as the spring and the summer comes on, it's a heavy, heavy season for photographers. So please don't delay.
Sounds good to me. Now one of these days you're going to be so booked and so Hollywood and so famous. You think Michael and I can book a session with you?
I am so ready to shoot Michael and Victoria. I cannot wait.
Yeah, hope with a camera.
Of course.
Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight, and I'm sure I'll see you soon out and about. I'm sure Christine is going to hit you up. She's got event coming up on December the 19th over at the Harbor Place. Tony Foster opened up her brand new boutique, and Christine's going to be having some of her a jewelry opening
over
there. So I'm going to be over there with Joe covering it for us. So I have no doubt now that you know this and she won, she's going to be emailing you to see if you can come too. But thank you so much for being here. I always appreciate talking to you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for the lovely gift.
All right, you guys have a great night.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Michael, that was absolutely a great, great gift that he gave, a free session. Christina is a wonderful person. She certainly does deserve it. Now, actually, I guess I have to apologize quickly to Miss Judy, because Judy was on the line when she was supposed to be, but I had a different number for her. But now that we have the right telephone number, we're going to go ahead and bring her in. She's been so nice to stay here with us the entire time. So, Michael, let's see if we can bring Miss Judy into the conversation on At Home with Victoria so far this evening. We've been having, you know, different folks on to talk about small businesses. Judy, are you with us?
You bet I am, Victoria.
Thank God. How are you? So sorry. My fault.
It's no problem.
It's nobody's fault.
I've been enjoying
the
show.
Well, listen, I'm so happy that you are here with us. Judy was on At Home with Victoria before. She's somebody that I completely love and love every single thing that she does. She's sort of the crafty side of everything. So tell us how things have been since the last time you were on the show. What have you been working on, and what else do you have?
Well, needless to say, this is the busy time of year for me, and I have to make hay while the sun shines here. So we've been very, very busy producing our creations and getting out there in front of as many markets as we can. We've been doing a lot of art shows, and we've had our own little holiday boutique here at home, and you know, trying to keep the website current.
Right.
And talk a little bit about your the wonderful gift that you have for those listeners that are new and didn't get a chance to listen to the first show. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you do.
Okay, I'd be happy to. We basically have two lines that we're offering. Both make great holiday gifts. And if you were to tune in to www.jutes.com, you can take a look. The first category is our glassware, our home decor glassware. And that is a process where we apply all sorts of a wide variety of artwork, original, classic, other artwork, to the reverse side of clear glass dishes. And then we put layers of gold leaf behind the artwork, and that gives it a beautiful luster that really doesn't photograph very well, unfortunately. You really have to see it in person to appreciate the technique. Everything is hand-done by me. And I think if you take a look at the decoupage glass section of our website, you'll see there's a special section just for Christmas that's got some really great holiday themes, as well as all of our other classic styles and our Famous Fashion Designer series as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I, of course, particularly like one of the ones that was on the site. I believe there was one that was named after me, Victoria.
Yeah, the
right.
Breast cancer diva, yeah.
Yes.
And Victoria, that leads me right into our second line, which is our diva ornament line. We've talked about that at length when you and I were speaking in October, I think. Victoria is very popular. She is our breast cancer awareness diva, and she's highlighted on the diva page of our website as well. What we do is for every Victoria that we sell, we donate 10% of the price of Victoria to BCO.org, which is the largest internet website out there on the topic. Speaking from personal experience, they've been very, very helpful, very informative and supportive for me, and I highly recommend the site to anyone who's dealing with breast cancer or friends, family,
mm-hmm.
support groups. So take a look at Victoria. She's pretty neat.
Beautiful.
Isn't she pretty? Little blonde there. Yep. All of the other holiday divas that you see on my website, we've got Citrine, Shortbread, Pixie. These are just some samples. If anyone is interested in having a diva made for, say, your cousin who you feel is a real diva, and she loves the color green, for example, and loves holly, we can do up a special little diva just for her.
Can you also recreate any of the divas that you have in the archives? Those pictures, can you kind of recreate? I know they're all one-of-a-hand creations, but if someone really wanted something, say, for their wedding or for a family reunion, is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible. I think we'd have to determine that on a case-by-case basis, Michael.
Right.
We can email back and forth or phone. But listen, what's most important here about the Jutes Glass home decor and the line of diva ornaments is that for our Victoria Gaither listeners, we're offering a 25% discount on any order that's $50 or more from now
mm-hmm.
until the end of the year. So that's 25% off of your total order purchase on any order $50 or more. And
is there a special code that they have to put in?
If you would put at home, that's good enough for us.
Okay.
Fantastic.
And,
thanks, Judy.
I also wanted to point out that you won't find these on our website right now, but we also do a wonderful assortment of brides and baby ornaments. So
mm-hmm.
if you know anyone who's just gotten engaged or perhaps is celebrating her first Christmas as a married woman this year, you might want to talk with us about some brides or even the little baby ornaments. We put we build the year into the baby's bonnet with the little alphabet beads and numbers. So they're very popular and really make great gifts as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that is wonderful. And Judy, I remember the first time you were on and I was looking at your website. The only thing that I could think about were several things, but one was a Christmas tree because I thought that I could clearly see one of those just being a great ornament to hang on a Christmas tree and that every year, you know, if you wanted to do something special to buy a new one every year and then sort of make it a collection item,
exactly.
so to speak, because they are absolutely beautiful. And, again,
and
thank you so much. 25% discount on $50 order or more and just use the code at home, and that's good until the end of the year. So that's just absolutely wonderful. Just bless you for doing that for our listeners.
Oh, no, that's my pleasure, of course, Victoria. I did see a tree in full diva regalia recently. My friends Jim and Kevin did their entire tree this year with Jutes Divas, and it is really something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, my
is
God.
Is it
that
possible
looks
that
like
you can get them to take a picture or something and put it on Facebook? We would love to see that.
I was just going to say that.
Okay, I'm going to do my best to get that from them.
Yeah. We would definitely love to see that. Michael, you got any more questions for our lovely Jutes?
No, I'm just having these lovely computer issues, but quite frankly, I want to thank you again for taking the time out with your I know you have company, Judy, so I want to thank you so much for taking the 15 minutes out to go ahead and chat with us. And once again, that's 25% off any orders of $50 or more. Go ahead and enter the code name at home, and thank you for your generosity, and I wish you a very Merry Christmas, both to you.
And one more thing, Michael, if I may?
Sure,
yeah,
please.
Go ahead.
Any order that's placed before December 15th is guaranteed to get to you or to the gift recipient before Christmas.
Wonderful.
Even though the 25% off sale does go through the end of the year.
Okay, great. Great.
Okay.
Absolutely wonderful.
Thank you both
so much for being here.
Thanks very much, and have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank
you
so much again. We appreciate it, and we love you. And that was Michael and our friend. Of course, Michael met her first and kind of introduced her to At Home with Victoria. We love Judy so much. And, yeah, take a look at her website. And I know that we have been putting all of the websites for the guests that have been on inside the chat room. And if you have not seen it and you want to know the website, you can always drop me an email on Facebook or just email me and say, hey, Victoria, what's the website? And I assure you I will give you that information. Plus, the information on the website, on their websites are also in the show information on At Home with Victoria. So it's also going to be there as well. Michael, just want to take a quick second before we continue with our next guest. We've got so many folks visiting us inside the chat room. Our very, very good friend, the one and only Cheryl Wood of Moms Are the Best. So I wanted to mention Cheryl, Michael, because, you know, her she's doing some pre-orders for her book, and I know that she needs to get a few more people to buy some more of her books that she's got out.
Absolutely. And actually, I went ahead and I picked up some copies for clients and friends. I got about 20 copies, so it was quite a good gift-giving experience with the savings. And I can't wait to go ahead and read it. So thank you, Cheryl Wood. It's fantastic. Cheryl Wood from
Moms
Are Us. Moms Are the Best, absolutely. So thank you for doing
that. That is absolutely wonderful that you got that many books. That's great.
I know. It was such a good idea, actually, to give to clients, because the message of it is just about empowerment, and especially during the holiday seasons, we have to be reminded that we're worthy and that we're actually capable and that we know. So I want to thank her so much for doing that. Did you have a chance to read any of the excerpts at all? I haven't really seen any yet.
I haven't, only because you know how crazy and busy I am with emails and all the traveling and stuff that I do, but Cheryl, if you would be so kind inside the chat room as to write the name of the book. I don't have it handy for me, but there are folks inside the chat room that are asking, Cheryl, what's the title of your book? Because perhaps they're interested in getting it. So, Cheryl, please go ahead and write that inside. Actually, my sister is coming in here. What is it, Yolanda?
How I died in...
How I flatlined in 45 days.
My sister said something about how I died or got resuscitated in 45 days, something like that. Isn't it great to have I'm at my sister's house live tonight. It's great to have somebody right here who can help me out when I need her. Actually, it's funny, I was laughing with my sister before the show because, Michael, one time she was supposed to come on the show to talk about something sisterly stuff, and she called in and ended up staying on the line, but she never would talk, and we were kind of laughing about that. Okay, great. Here, Cheryl put all the information, everybody, inside the chat room. It's How I Flatlined and Woke Up in 45 Days, A Guide to Empowered Living, and she also put the link in there. So, Cheryl, thank you so much for that. The other thing I wanted to quickly talk about before we get to our next guest, who has been very nice, Miss Middleton, waiting on the line for us, is that Danielle Jennings, everybody, don't forget, Danielle has this holiday event that she has coming up this Thursday, and that's Bless Haven. Michael, you can talk a little bit about Bless Haven. I just wanted to find some information to remind everybody about that when Danielle
Absolutely.
Was on.
Blessed Haven is an organization that Danielle Jennings, who was a ward of the state, went ahead and founded. It is a group that transitions children from foster care into the real world. They have a wonderful mentorship program. They have financial counseling. They have career counseling, how to put together a resume. They have a ton of resources, and she's currently housing around 90 children. And we're asking anybody who's really willing to go ahead to www.blessedhaveninc.org, and you have an opportunity to go ahead and help the children by giving gift cards. She really wanted to stress that the kids would like their own money. So if you feel like giving anything from $5, $10, $15 to $50 maximum, don't go ahead and tax yourself out. Go ahead and check out her link at blessedhaveninc.org, and she'll go ahead and make sure that those cards are placed in the hands of children who really, really need it at that time. So
and you know, also speaking of that, I had her information on my status for a couple of days, and our good friend Nancy and also a good friend of mine who I met recently here in D.C., Jane, and a few other people emailed me saying, hey, Victoria, you know, that's something feasible. We really want to give. So I emailed Danielle and said, hey, I've got all these people that want to give gift cards from Walmart or Target. So I was very excited about that. So I'm going to also continue to put that there on my status, because it was really my goal that I was able to collect anywhere from 5 to 10 gift cards from either Walmart or Target, at least $25. I thought $25 was good. It's not too taxing. And, you know, the kids would be able, or Danielle and her organization will be able to go and buy something very nice, you know, for the kids, because foster kids are so forgotten a lot in this world, and especially around Christmas time. So very, very happy to help our friend Danielle Jennings at Bless Haven. So I do believe, Michael, Miss Middleton is on the line. I'm being very proper in saying her last name, because I'm not quite sure how to pronounce her first name, so I'll let her do that. Hi, Miss Middleton, you're on the line with Victoria and Michael. Thank you for being here. How do we say your first name, darling?
Maisha, or I go by Mimi.
Mimi sounds
yes,
good.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, good evening. Good evening to both of you.
Good evening. Thank you for being very, very patient and waiting. I know we went over a little bit, but we've got plenty of time for you on the clock as well. So first of all, tell us a little bit about your jewelry business and what type of jewelry do you sell?
Okay, my line is called Ani by Mimi, and I sell handmade, one-of-a-kind jewelry for women and men. I'm starting to do some, a few male pieces, and
right.
I use gemstones and both Balinese and Turkish sterling silver, lots of Swarovski crystals, gift that lady or man that bling that they like, and it's just, This is my thing.
Now was this something that you've had a passion for your entire life in jewelry, or was it something that you sort of came in to later on in life?
2008 was definitely what I consider the Mimi Renaissance, and that's when I started just adventuring into art. I started painting, and then I just saw a necklace that I really, really liked, and I wondered if I could create something as beautiful. And that's when it just took off. So everything took off in 2008 for me.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. This has been a lot of fun. It really has been.
Now, tell us a little bit about your website, and also the name of the website. And once we actually go on the website, what it is. Actually, before I say that, Mimi, we've got a lot of folks inside the chat room, and Linda, I guess she's looking at your website, and she goes, Mimi's items are gorgeous. So you're a big fan so far with my ladies in the chat.
You have no idea. I was scrambling this afternoon to get pieces on there. My inventory is absolutely depleted. So I've been trying to create pieces over the last few weeks. My supplies have been slow in coming, but the site is called anibymimi.com, and Ani in Hawaiian means beautiful. So that's that is my inspiration for the jewelry, is making women want to feel beautiful, making men want to feel handsome. It's all, you know, ties into the same. And I have a temporary website up. The official launch should be like in the next probably the next few weeks, maybe a month max time. But you can still go in and look at items, purchase items. I'll be listing things every single day, so make sure you check back often.
Well, I can certainly tell you, you have a lot of supporters inside the chat room right now. I don't know if you're able to look at it, but Brazil is in the chat room, and everybody, all of your fans and friends
oh, thank
are
you.
Giving us the name. are giving us the name of your website. You've got a lot of people
I appreciate this. I can't even go online right now because my boys are still downstairs running around, and I'm upstairs locked down in a in one of the rooms. Michael, do you have your glass of champagne, sir?
Victoria doesn't allow me to drink during the show.
Oh,
Mimi,
I don't allow him to drink during the show.
I always
tell him that he has to have it after the show. But isn't that funny that everybody knows Michael from him having his glass of champagne?
I suggested it to him. I'm like, you know, let's have a glass of champagne.
I actually installed a breathalyzer on my computer because I got into too many Facebook fights at 11:30 at night after a couple Chardonnay, so it won't even operate, thank God. Safety first, everybody.
Exactly. I definitely do like that. But Mimi, like I said, I know you can't see inside the chat room, but there are a lot of your fans in the house, and they are saying how much they love you, how much you have a fabulous spirit. Cheryl Wood mentioned something about, I'm going to see if I can find it. I guess this is a necklace that she saw or she purchased from you.
Oh, no. That was one.
Tranquility necklace?
I gifted that to her. You know, we moms, we need that little bit of peace, you know, in our lives. And that necklace was specifically for that. The stones that I chose, they're all in unison with giving tranquility and peace and that just that resolve, that calm in your life. So that's why I chose those pieces, and I just, you know, made it for her.
Yeah, she actually did say inside the chat room that you gifted it to her, and I think that's wonderful. Because, you know, Mimi and Michael, a lot of what I've been trying to do the entire month, and I say this over and over again, and I know I sound like a broken record, but I just think it's important that all of us help each other in small businesses. And one thing that I love about everyone that has been coming on the show, and not even coming on the show, just this kind of wonderful atmosphere and group in D.C., once you kind of it's not a click, but once you kind of get into that networking circle, it's just wonderful how everybody tries to support each other. And, you know, especially in a time of giving with the economy is bad and people don't have money and all these things, I just think it's just wonderful, you know, that somebody like yourself, Mimi, will actually, you know, give something to someone and say, hey, take this, and I hope it's, you know, going to make you feel better. I think that's wonderful. But besides that, do I hear, Mimi, that you are going to be generous and give away something on our show tonight? Am I correct? Of course.
That's what I'm all about. But what I would like to do is I would like to offer one of the viewers, one of the participants, whoever, a customized necklace, and basically what they would need to do is just give me a picture of an outfit that they would like to wear, and I'll make something up for them, or a color, whatever, and it's about between $125 and $175 value. So
beautiful.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yes, and I can't wait to see her face when she gets the finished product. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'll say this. Michael kind of does the giveaway. So, Michael, you go ahead and get that started and tell us what. I know it's the third person who emails Michael. You go ahead and take care of that.
Absolutely, Maisha. That's wonderful. It's so generous. I love these shows to be given stuff away. But, yeah, she's giving away a custom piece to the third person who emails. Maisha rocks. @homelessvictoria@yahoo.com. That's @homelessvictoria, all one word, with W, not with, @yahoo.com. So my Yahoo mail is up. Apparently my Facebook is the one that's screwed up. But quite frankly, number three will go ahead and win a custom piece by Maisha. And thank you, darling. That is just giving of
the
heart.
Oh, that's how it's supposed to be. You know, I'm so serious. That's how it's supposed to be. And ever since I stepped into this network of absolutely fabulous people, I mean, this has been absolutely extraordinary, the type of support that I've had and the type of support that we have been giving one another. I mean, it's all around. And if you were on the outside looking in, you wouldn't even think that this is actually possible. But the way that we support each other is absolutely incredible, and I think a lot of people need to definitely start following suit because life is not a competition.
Exactly. I like that. I so like that you said that, because life is not a competition. The way that I look at it, there's room for everybody. I don't care if there are 10 people, in your business of selling jewelry. All of it's going to be different. None of it is the same.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? So there is room for everybody. That was something that, being in television news, which is extremely competitive, and people will, would often say to me, well, aren't you in competition with that person? And I was very fortunate the way that I was raised, and I'm like, look, I'm not in competition. The only person I'm in competition with is Victoria, because Victoria wants to better herself and up her game. I'm not in competition with other people, because, if you get in your mind that you're in competition with that, it's just the wrong mindset to be in. You need to worry about yourself and bettering yourself, as opposed to being competitive with other people. It really is just a waste of time. But Cheryl inside the chat room says that, it's funny, Mimi, because everybody, as we talk, they're all looking at your website, just to let you know. So you're getting all of these great comments from the website. Michael did tell us we have a winner. But, Michael, before you mention the winner, I want to mention something Cheryl said that caught my eye with one of your necklaces that she likes, and I'm going to find it, I promise you. Oh, Cheryl says she likes the disco. Is it the Disco Night necklace?
Oh,
yes. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, yes.
Tell us about that. That sounds like a fun necklace.
It was. It was definitely, what I did was I went off of the colors on the pendant, and I remember watching Studio 57 and all of the bright colors, and that's what I wanted to put together. And, of course, me being the visual person that I am, I saw some chick in a black jumpsuit, real, real funky, and I could see her twirling around on the dance floor in some skates. So that's how that piece came together.
Well, it sounds beautiful. So without further delay, Michael, I know we have a winner. Go right ahead.
We have a winner, and the winner is, drum roll please, ladies.
I can't wait.
There we go. Yidi McMillan is the winner tonight.
All right.
Yidi,
congratulations.
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations.
She is absolutely beautiful. I love her. I met her through somebody on Facebook. And I don't think she lives in the area of D.C., Maryland, Virginia, but she's such a positive person. She loves her kids, and I just so enjoy looking at the pictures of her kids. So, Yidi, congratulations. I am happy for you. So we'll make sure the two of you guys connect on Facebook. And I know Yidi will definitely take a picture and show it to us. And she's in the chat room saying, oh, my God, I won. So you can tell, Mimi, she's pretty excited about this.
Oh, great. I can't wait to see how she looks in the picture. I know it's just going to read all through her face. I can't wait. I really can't wait. This makes it all worth it.
I know. I completely agree. Now, am I going to see you at Danielle's function this week, this Thursday coming up? Will you be there?
Yes, I will be. Yes, I will be. I've been scrambling trying to find somebody to watch my boys, and someone came through for me. I have fabulous friends. I really do.
That's great.
Friends going to get the boys, and yes, I will be there. Oh, and I have something for you, too.
For me?
Yes, of
for
course.
For little me? Well, thank you. I never ever want or expect anything. Micah can tell you I'm the type of person I would rather you give something to the listeners and the viewers as opposed to give it to me. So, but I'm certainly not going to turn it down. So whatever it is, I know it's going to be nice, and I'll take a picture of it, too.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing you on Thursday. Really do.
I do, too. And thank you so much for taking the time to be on. I think you and I kind of got the days mixed up because I emailed Mimi and said, hey, you're going to be on tonight. And she goes, tonight? I thought I was going to be on the 12th. And I said, oh, well, maybe it's my mistake. I said, well, then if that's the case, come on tonight, and you can be on the 12th if I have you down then as well.
Well, I don't remember, but, yeah, I'll be more than happy. And you know what? My website will be 10 times better. That's what I'll give you.
Okay, well, then we'll make it. Well, then I tell you what, if I don't have you down on the 12th and I have a show that day, you call in anyway, and then you can talk about that you've got the website up and all that good stuff. Does that sound good?
I really, really appreciate it. You have no idea. And I'm so grateful, so thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you being on.
Ooh, thank you so much for having me, and I'm okay.
All right,
have a good evening.
Go grab those cute boys of yours.
Oh, yeah, it's bedtime. It's bedtime. All right, have a great evening.
Thank you,
you too,
so
honey.
Much. Michael, isn't that wonderful?
Fantastic. I love giving stuff away. That's such a good feeling. And I know how they must feel by giving the stuff away, too. You know, it just translates.
Well, when you said Macmillan won, I was so happy because it's crazy. I get really happy when people win, too, because these are people that I know. And I just get really, really, really super happy. So I'm just very, very happy all around. But listen, Michael, this has been a great show. Just to let everybody know, a special thanks goes out to Michael because he basically produces any show that you have, especially something like this where you've got so many people and you've got a lot of websites and different things. You really have to have somebody kind of put it together, and I've been sort of traveling a bit, but Michael produced it, so great job, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. It would have been quicker had my Facebook not gone down, but that's just the fun
that's
of live. That's
yeah,
live.
Yeah, that's just
I
live.
It,
oh,
yeah.
Michael, we also have to say thank you to Linda, because Linda Johnson has been keeping everybody straight for us and manning the chat room.
Absolutely. And thanks to all the people in the chat room, Cheryl Wood, Coco, Feathery, Goofy Bone. Listen to Goofy Bone's show the other night, Victoria. I highly recommend it.
I love
it.
Him.
It's quite good. Guests 4870, 6521, 6607, 6733. Judy McGrain, thank you for still listening. LaTanya Brooks, Linda Lively, love you tons. Mar Ben, Marilyn Bennett, congratulations on the win. And Yidi McMillan, congratulations all.
Yes, just absolutely wonderful. And Michael, thank you so much. So we're back on the air again very soon. And as customary on At Home with Victoria, when Michael and I are done here, we basically run over to Facebook. So
and
we'll see
everybody
over to Facebook. Michael, thanks a lot, darling.
Thanks a lot, darling. I'm please enjoy. Say hi to Debrat.
I will. She's in the room right now, so I'll definitely say hi to her. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Good night, everyone.
And again, everybody, that was my sidekick entertainment co-host, Michael Kay, who was with us tonight on the show. I'm telling you, such a great show. I'm just so excited because I had this idea. I wanted to have all these different small businesses on there. So listen, here's the deal. It's not too late. I still have about 3 or 4 slots open up until Christmas. So if you know of somebody that has a small business and their services or what they sell will make a great Christmas gift, then just inbox me, email me, and the news lady will certainly see if she can make that happen because I do have, again, 4 slots open that I can do shows and have that time. So email all your friends or, you know, I don't care if it's somebody who's your hairdresser and you want them on or whatever it is, you know, just certainly let me know. But I'm going to end the show with Shelley's, one of my favorite songs that Shelley sings, and it's called Afterwards. Everybody, thank you so much for being on At Home with Victoria tonight. Head it over to Facebook, and we're going to end with the wonderful Shelley Rand.
Across the sky, you can sing it in a song, a poem, a sweet lullaby. You can stir up emotions in me that I can't control, but words alone can't quench this thirst in my soul. wasting my time. And if you're not giving your heart, then you're not taking mine.